Bob, how are you this morning?
Tony, I'm doing well. Yeah, you were quite a stud back in the early days.
Oh, gosh, Bob, it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare.
Hey, listen, I got problems of my own. Don't tell me your problems.
And speaking of back in the day, I may have met Bob before I met anyone here when I started my journalism career as an intern at Channel 6 and then working as a sports video photographer at Channel 10 before we got into radio and newspaper work. Bob was very much into boxing, working with world-class fighters like
Joe Lipsey, Roger Turner, Fabian Williams.
Yeah, back in the day, I tell you.
Yeah, they were great fighters.
Well, Bob also has been a longtime administrator at Lansing Community College. He started the softball program from scratch there. They became a national power, national champion, and Bob has run into some challenging times at LCC. He was recently let go there. Bob, we've had LCC on and gave them the opportunity to tell their side of the story. Well, obviously, we wanted to get you on. A lot of allegations out there about you, misconduct as a coach and recruiting violations, and even a player accused you of striking her, and I wanted you to have an opportunity to respond. So, from your perspective, tell us about this story, how it unfolded, how you heard about it, and what are the accusations and if they're true or not.
Well, first of all, and the most damaging thing that I think to anybody's reputation would be the allegation or the insinuance that I would actually hit a 18 or 19-year-old girl in the face with my fist. That is absolutely a lie. It's a joke, and what's pathetic about that particular thing is that after 38 years of loyal service to a place like Lansing Community College, where, you know, my reputation and my work was almost flawless. I mean, when you take a look at my personnel file, there's nothing in there, you know, which leads me to believe that I was a good, loyal employee, that a place of that higher learning where you you know, expect people to teach your kids the right things when they sit down and take a particular class, could even believe that I could strike somebody like that and use that as one of the springboards to terminate my position at Lansing Community College.
There were also other allegations about mismanagement and recruiting violations, and you should respond to those too.
Yes. You know, Tony, for 11 years, the foundation that I started, 501c3 nonprofit corporation, has financed the Lansing Community College softball team's spring trip to Florida, only because the college doesn't do that type of thing. They don't budget for spring trips to Florida. I guess they just figured that, you know, we'll sponsor softball. That's good enough. Well, in order to be competitive, you know, amongst the rest of the teams around the nation from the Southwest and the West, it's not good enough to, you know, you have to take these kids down to Florida, and you have to train them so when they come back to begin their season, they're ready to go. I mean, that's cost our foundation well over $200,000. The only criminal thing that they hang their hat on is the punching incident. Now, this supposedly happened back in September when we were scrimmaging a 16U team, and I asked a couple of the girls to go over and play for the 16U team simply because they didn't have enough players. Now, we're just working out, and it's no big deal. I brought them back and sent a couple other kids over later on so everybody would have a chance to play for the college team. And apparently that's supposedly when this happened. And now 5 months later, this person is going to make a complaint. Where were the parents? Where were the other ball players? I mean, how could you do something like this and not have somebody witness it? And if somebody did witness it, how could you not complain right away instead of 5 months later? So HR, Human Resources, try to get this girl that supposedly I punched in the face with a closed fist to come to the Police and Public Safety Department and file a police report, and she refused to do it. So what does that tell you? I mean, the other allegations are a joke. What this smells like to me is that after 38 years of working your tail off for an institution and then beginning to acquire a relatively decent paycheck, you know, given the economic constraints of Lansing Community College today where they're trying to eliminate 9 programs, maybe they figure by eliminating my salary, or maybe a horrible thought, even more beyond that, is to eliminate athletics. Maybe this is the first step of eliminating athletics. They then eliminate a fairly good amount of money from an already economically strapped Lansing Community College.
Bob, who's the athletic director at Lansing Community College, and how long has that person been there?
It's some guy by the name of Scott Latham. He's been there, I think he got there in August. He did get there in August. Doesn't have, to my knowledge, didn't have a lot of experience in that field at the college level. Came from a relatively small high school in Missouri, about the size of Lansing Catholic Central. And to be perfectly honest with you, this should have never gotten out of his office. And had he been an experienced athletic director, he probably would have looked at these allegations and said, these are a joke. These are absolutely a joke. He should have had, if he had any concerns at all, he should have brought me into his office right away and said, Bob, what's going on with these allegations here? Let me know, fill me in on the details here. And I could have then maybe helped him out or enlightened him due to his lack of experience. And maybe then we would have taken a different approach to this whole matter. But he must have panicked, not knowing what to do when he saw the allegations of me punching this girl, and then took it over to HR. And once HR got it, he's out of the picture. They're not even going to deal with him. They're going to handle it.
Do you think he is mismanaging department? Is it dysfunctional? Is there enough leadership there and direction from the athletic department?
Not in my opinion. I mean, stop and take a look at this, Tony. Since he arrived on campus, we forfeited 10 of our first basketball games. Our volleyball coaches quit. One of the very strongest softball programs in the country has been eliminated, not to mention the fact that we as coaches, even though we're not employees of the college anymore, have placed these kids at other colleges because they don't want to play at LCC. And, this guy has never come forth to these girls and try to help them out. He's never said, girls, we want you to stay here at Lansing Community College. We're going to go out. We're going to get you another coach. We want to keep you here. He's had no contact with these kids whatsoever.
So, Bob, you think this may be the first of a series of events that may lead to the elimination of athletics at Lansing Community College?
I really do. I mean, I do. I've talked to other administrators around campus. And again, Lansing Community College, like all other institutions, economically they're strapped. But I really felt that when you take a look at the last 10, 15 years of athletics at Lansing Community College, heck, half the positive publicity that's come out of the college has come through the athletic department. So I think it's good that you have these types of activities on campus. I think that the community needs it, and I think the student body needs it. But who knows what administrators think and who knows what administrators do. I think one of the problems we have here, Tony, is a lot of the people that are in the administrative decision-making positions have not been here long enough to know the community and to know the people. And, so they don't have a feel for what really is valuable as far as the citizens of the mid-Michigan area are concerned, as they would have had they lived here many, many years. So a lot of these guys, this is just a stopping place on another place to go.
All right, Bob, when I talked with you on Friday, you told me there are a series of events that you are going to be involved with, that this story isn't over and you want to clear your name. Talk about all those events.
Well, I mean, I'm not quite sure what your question means, Tony. Are you talking about...
Well, you're going to go to court, correct?
Okay, so you're talking about the union portion.
Correct.
We are now in the union portion of what's going on, and there are certain levels that we have to go to. I have my first level one grievance Friday, and depending on what happens there, we'll proceed to the next level. I actually emailed my Rebecca Beard, my representative from the full-time administrative union, and ask her, why don't we just proceed to the arbitration phase of the union, save the taxpayers and the union and the school some money, and if it doesn't get settled there, then I'll move into civil court. But I'll tell you one thing, Tony. I have two children. I love them dearly, but they're both daughters, and they're not going to carry on my name when I'm gone. And if somebody thinks that they're going to come in here and railroad me out of here on a bunch of trumped-up charges and allegations from two 18-year-old disgruntled players that can't live in reality, they got another thinking coming. I will fight, because the only thing I can leave when I leave here is my name, and that's all I've got to leave. And I'm going to fight to make sure that everybody out here in this community where I've lived all my life knows that these things didn't happen.
All right, real quickly, Bob, in a couple seconds, is the softball program playing games?
Well, we're practicing with the girls. We have practice today. They called and wanted us to practice with them to keep them sharp and ready so when they move on.
All right, thanks, Bob.
Yep, see you, buddy.